AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican, has been trying not to say anything. But on this Super Tuesday morning, he says he feels the need to speak up about the presidential race. He's taking a swipe at Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, reminding us that the GOP is the party of Abraham Lincoln and does not prey on people's prejudices, he says. Moments ago, he said this.
So what can we in the House do about it? We can offer the people a clear and compelling choice, an agenda based on our principles. We're going to be doing that. Look, I'm going to speak out on behalf of our ideas and our principles all the time, no matter what is happening in any other circumstance.
Paul Ryan was the 2012 vice presidential nominee running with Mitt Romney. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is hoping to sweep Super Tuesday states today, 11 of them, and Alabama voter Jeannie Lindsay is at the polls to pull the lever for Trump.
I stood in line for 6 hours the other day at a Trump rally because to me, he's just the man. He's the one that is going to make the country great again.
But rival Ted Cruz is hoping to at least hold on to his home state of Texas.
We are going to have a very good Super Tuesday.
Democrat Hillary Clinton is already focusing her attacks on Donald Trump, though Clinton rival Bernie Sanders is hoping to do well today in the voting contests. Just into his word of a grand jury report that finds that two Roman Catholic bishops in Pennsylvania helped cover up the sexual abuse of hundreds of children by priests for over 40 years. One of the Altoona Johnstown Diocese bishops, James Hogan, died years ago. The other, Joseph Adamek, says through his lawyer the accusations are unfounded. The attorney general says none of these acts can be prosecuted now. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is up 177 points. This is AP Radio News. Some of those award shows, like Sunday's Oscars, are losing audience. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Academy Awards viewership dipped to its lowest level since 2008, but the latest Golden Globes and Grammy shows also saw ratings declines, the Grammy telecast hitting a 7-year low in viewership. Twitter marked a milestone, though. Leonardo DiCaprio's Best Actor Award generated 440,000 tweets in a minute, the fastest ever counted at the Academy Awards.
Automakers are reporting their February sales figures, and the numbers are up for the most part. Ford sales rose 20% over last February. Fiat Chryslers were up 12%, due in large part to Jeep. And Nissan sales rose nearly 11%. The Nissan Murano was up 86%. GM was an exception. Its sales fell 1.5%, due in part to a drop in sales to rental car companies. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.